a Coke can cock on a fat dude. Welcome to the Lower Tier Podcast. I'm your host, Latrell Tubby, used to be. Mike is no longer with us at the moment. He stepped back, and with us today, I have our guest, Revolution. Say hi.
Oh, hey.
Gorilla no, Gravy.
Say hello.
Everyday Legend.
Yes, sir.
And Bad Star.
What's happening?
All right, guys, and as you know, with the Lower Tier, we all like to talk about what games we've been playing. I'll go ahead and start with Everyday Legend first. What you been playing, man?
I am all balls deep in the middle of Soul Calibur 2 HD right now.
Nice, even though you said it wasn't that good of a port?
It's not that good of a port. Problem is the fact that they're using the PAL version instead of the NTSC version. There's a couple little gameplay breaking glitches in there that really affect the metagame. But, I mean, it's a nice port from the fact that it's upscaled well. It looks good. I mean, it plays like classic Soul Calibur to anyone that doesn't really dig real deep into the systems. But the online netcode is just it's fucking abysmal. I mean, there's no lobbies. There's no freaking, like, the actual connection sucks. Like, for $20, dude, like, by all means, wait for a price drop.
Well, you're glossing over the one thing that everybody's dying to know. Can you dress up your characters?
Well, I mean, it's Soul Calibur 2. That's definitely no.
So they didn't patch that in?
No. I mean, the thing is this. They're already charging you $20 to play something that freaking, you know, the most thing it's got for you right now is freaking Weapon Master mode. So you've got, like, a couple alternate costumes, a shitload of alternate weapons. You know, you've got the same thing that you had 10 years ago. But there's nothing new that they've brought to the table other than the fact that you can play online.
But not very well.
Yeah, they straight up. Soul Calibur 5's netcode was so fucking butter. I mean, the game fucking blew, but the netcode was great.
So it's a straight port, you're saying?
Yeah, it's a straight port. It just upscaled with, you know.
With a 5-year-old doing the netcode.
Exactly. A 5-year-old monkey on meth. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit, guys?
You play anything else? Or is that it, basically?
Other than that, I mean, ever since I was out of town for the past week doing the Thanksgiving thing with the fam, I've been all over XCOM Enemy Unknown on iPad, which is quite good. It's really good. 2K China did a really good job porting that over. Beyond
China?
Yeah, evidently they have a
China. I'm already suspecting right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's like 2K China. Okay, never mind. Your shit just got hacked.
Yeah. iPod in China? What the fuck's going on?
I'm telling you. That, and there's this cool puzzle game that I've been playing called Kami, which is it's a puzzle game based on paper. I've posted about it in the forums, and it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, but it's really, really cool shit if you like thinking puzzles.
Nice. All right, Revolution, what you been playing? I want to hear of it since you've been oohing and hawing during cutscenes.
Well, I've been trying to play Persona 3 again. I played that for like maybe 10 hours, and that game is slow as fuck in the beginning. But I started playing it again, and it's actually not that bad.
I remember we talked about it. You said it's not as much dating sim heavy as people think it is.
Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know, because I'm only at 12 hours now. I played it to 10, took a little break, now I'm at 12. So this is like a 100-hour game, so I don't... So far, no. But I'm already trying to... There's this one girl out in the hallway when I come out of class every day. She's kind of nerdy girl, kind of quiet. You know, she kind of stutters around the boys. So, of course, you know, that low-hanging fruit, I'm going for that one. you know, I'm trying to talk to her. She's like, hey, Yuka-chan, hey, how you doing, girl? You know, and she's like, well, I don't know how to talk to boys. I'm like, it's okay. It's okay, babe. You can talk to me.
Tell her what you
know. You don't have to be.
Can I buy you a pack of cookies, girl?
You know? But I'm sure it's going to be coming up. I mean, but I don't even know why you have, like, a allergy to dating sims. I mean, your game could definitely use some practice.
No.
Oh, I forgot, you're retired, so...
I don't want to date two girls.
But other than that, I'm playing Police Knights. I can't believe that bitch got shot! No, Police Hunt is actually, that's another game too that I played for like 4 hours. And it just, again, I don't know what's up with these Japanese games, but they take forever to start up. Like, it's just so slow, especially Police Knots. And I'm sitting there clicking through shit, and it's like, when you're on a screen, you have to click through everything in order to progress. So there's just, like, you have to click on things multiple times to get all the extraneous information that you don't really give shit about to go forth. But once you do that, the game's awesome. Like, people are getting shot, there's drugs, there's murder.
This guy got shot.
Yeah, this shit got shot. I thought she was going to jump off the balcony. And then there was like a one bleak moment because she's sitting there on the balcony like, okay, I'm sorry. I will just tell you everything. And it's like, it seems like it's going to have a happy ending. And then, bam, she gets blasted. It's a good game. Definitely a family game. I recommend it.
Nice.
But it's got drugs, trafficking, child kidnapping. No, really, though. It's honestly, it's like, I know people talk a lot about stories and games and finding games which have good stories. And honestly, most video game stories suck ass. I'm sorry. They're on like a comic book level. There are very few games that have stories that you could compare to movies and television and all that shit. Police Knots is one of them. Police Knots, once you get past the initial sort of usual Hideo Kojima, I'ma just extrapolate everything and just tell you a whole bunch of shit. Once you get past that, that's probably, so far, the best story in a game I've ever played. Like, it's on some Wire level shit, and I said it. I stand by that. Yep. Because even right now, as the game's winding down, the twists, you can see they were planted from the very beginning of the game. And just the way the dots are connected with all the different subplots, everything's coming together. It's really a far cry from Kojima's shitstorm that was Metal Gear Solid 4.
Nice.
I went there, bitch. Omar came. Omar's here right now. And please not. It's almost
who is Omar?
Oh, Omar? But other than that, I've just been playing Final Fantasy 14 too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know.
All right, Bastar, what you been playing, man?
Well, I've been playing Call of Duty Ghosts because I fell for the bullshit peer pressure y'all were putting on me. And, oh my god, this fucking game. Okay, like...
I'm sorry, but I couldn't make you buy Blobs 2 and all the DLC because everybody would have been pissed if you didn't have the DLC. It is the better game.
But... Yeah, well, now you tell me.
I didn't know.
Here's the deal with Call of Duty Ghosts. Okay, so my Xbox disk drive broke the day before it came out. So I was like, you know what? I want to play with these dudes. It's been since, you know, y'all jumped ship on Halo 4, so I got to play a multiplayer game with y'all. So I was like, I'll just buy it digital because I'll like it probably, right? So I dropped 60 on it. And it's fucking Call of Duty. Why the fuck did I buy this fucking game? Like, I was just like, wow. Like, I haven't given in peer pressure this hard since I was like 14 and shit.
I want to personally apologize to you, man. I see why everybody hates Call of Duty with this game. Because when I started Blobs 2, I was like, why the fuck everybody hate Call of Duty? This is amazing.
And honestly, that's a pretty skewed vantage point. Because you probably, that's, of all the multiplayer titles, that's probably the best one I played all
yeah,
of.
Yeah, no shit, dude. I was like, no wonder everybody hates fucking Infinite War.
You came in at the peak.
So I know, man. From here. I was like, holy shit, this game's fucking amazing. Why does everybody hate Call of Duty? Goddamn, this is like a beautiful experience. And I see Ghost like, oh, you ugly bitch. Oh, you ugly bitch. So I apologize, Bastard.
No, it's all good, man. I could have jumped ship from Halo 4, but I was all like, I got to get all my CSRs up to 50 in every playlist. But, yeah. So, fucking Call of Duty Ghosts, it's okay. It's not, like, terrible. Like,
I'll agree that it's not terrible.
Yeah, it's not the worst multiplayer game I played. Like, I was, like, balls awful at it for a few days, but I'm kind of figuring it out now. And, like, I don't know. It's whatever. It's a game. I've also been, Dust and Elysian Tale was on sale on 360, so I picked that up. I've only played it for about an hour, but it's pretty solid. If you guys don't know what that is, like a, I don't know, like one dude made it. It's like a action RPG side scroller, just like real gorgeous looking.
Is it that thing where you see, like, I don't know, some, like, Aztec-looking dude on the cover or the whatever art they have?
That's the game made by the one guy that flipped out over Detoid's original review, isn't it?
Maybe. It's I'm going to go ahead and say maybe and maybe to both of those questions. I'm not sure. All I know is there's just some furry-looking guy that I'm playing as, and got this little sidekick. It's kind of like Navi. She's talking to me all the time, and I'm slicing dudes up, and I'm leveling up, and it's all right.
Rev, why is your balls deep in this right now?
Well, yeah, Rev. Yeah,
balls deep in what?
This dust thing. This sounds like right up your alley, bro.
What's dust? What the fuck is dust?
Some shit on the ground. Listen to the podcast again, because I'm not talking about it anymore.
No. Now that you've brought me in, you vortex me into this conversation. You gotta explain to me what dust is.
Smoke
is it. Is that the Eve Online shooter?
No, although that's also called dust. But that's...
Dust 514, Rev. Get your shit right.
Oh, sorry, motherfucker. Sorry.
Join us on the call is Jaime. Hi, Jaime.
What's Hi, good? Jaime.
What's good, baby? All right. Is that all you've been playing back there?
I'll be real quick about the last one. I also got Dive Kick, and I fucking love Dive Kick. It's so good. It's like, and it's I also, I think, style. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm generally not a fighting game person, but I, like, I don't know, I love the shit out of it. Except I can't, like, find anybody to play online because it's already been abandoned, so.
Damn.
Which is sad.
Pretty quick. Horrible.
Yeah, like, I sat and waited for 45 minutes to get a match on PS3 the other night and then just gave up, so. Oh. Yeah.
Dude, I'll pick it up and play you, dude, because I think Dive Kick's really, really cool. It's a really, really cool idea. Just simplify the fighting game.
Yeah, I mean, it's really simple, but there is, like, a pretty interesting degree of strategy to it. And, like, it's, like, I don't know, it's just all about exploiting, like, each character. And, like, I don't know, it's all right. Like, it's way better than I thought it was going to be. I mean, it looks like a Flash game at first glance. And I don't know. I thought it was going to be real dumb, but I'm digging it. So, well, yeah, that's it for me.
Not my dumb shit. Call of Duty Ghost Dive Kick.
It still looks like a Flash game even at second glance, though.
That's true.
That shit don't age.
All right, Gorilla, what you been playing, baby?
The Risk of Rain.
Okay, well, tell us about it,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. Thanks for your input, Gorilla.
Yeah, you're giving us a lot of material to work off of, motherfucker.
Hope you can play a game and talk at the same time.
Yeah, damn. Bitch,
I can't play a game talk at the same time. You gotta ask me
push
questions.
Pause, okay? I push pause. That bitch got shot. I push pause. So you better push pause too.
Okay, I'm pushing pause. Jesus Christ. Let me take a sip of my drink.
You couldn't do that while the rest of us were talking.
Let the queen.
You game podcast, motherfucker.
Risk of Rain. It's like a.
He's rude for
2D, like, roguelite game where you play as these classes, and it kind of has, like, a MOBA set up with, like, powers, four powers of cooldowns and everything. And you go through these randomly generated, semi-randomly generated levels. Just go through one after the other, and the hook is, like, the longer you play, the harder it gets. So it, like, starts out as a very easy difficulty, and after a couple minutes, it's easy, and then medium, then so on and so forth.
That's because you started on easy, though, right?
No, it's like even when you're doing like they have like medium, they have like easy difficulty, medium difficulty, and hard difficulty, and then they have their own difficulties.
But
like,
you chose easy though, right?
For first couple games, I'm doing easy now. Kick my ass. Jesus.
I should have known better.
Why you got all these like items and shit you could pick up to give you buffs and stuff. It's nice. Fun.
Yeah, it looks pretty interesting, but like I said, I'm not a graphics whore, but for $8, I expected some more out of that.
I mean,
$8?
$8 fucking, man. That's a whole lot of tacos.
Man, I got Super Street Fighter 4 filing on Steam for $7.50, so that game better be fucking doing something amazing for $8. Sorry, I mean, you know, shit.
It's got co-op, too, so I mean.
Nice.
Just putting it out there.
One?
What else you been playing, Gravy? Is that all?
I mean, I was playing a lot of Dark Souls until I guess I fucked up my roommate's PS3 and started making that high pitched whining so in that noise.
Take a giant shit on it.
I mean, I guess it's I like use it 90% of the time. They barely ever use it, even though they spent like $200 on it. And so like they're like, okay, it's your fault since you use it mostly.
I agree.
So they're sending that into repairs right now. That's about it. Yeah, it's under warranty. They had an original PS3 with the backwards compatibility for like years, and it died. So they just bought this one like a couple months ago.
Damn, that's I was hoping that you were gonna have to pay the full repair price.
Oh, no, fuck bro. That, no.
Did it catch a virus?
What?
Did it catch virus?
The current one? No, it's just making a high pitched squealing noise. See, the old one is just died. I don't know.
In a house like 8 man, the PS3 is making a high pitched squealing noise. <I swear. laughs> Who would have thought?
Oh, wow.
Fuck you. I'm like back to playing my game. Fuck y'all.
Loud hang.
Ring, ring, ring. All right, Jaime, what you been playing, baby?
Oh, man, I've been playing with that pussy, you know what I'm saying? Every motherfucking day lately. Oh, wait, wrong show. Let me see. I've been playing Grand Theft Auto online. I've been playing... Fuck, man, that's all I've been playing, honestly, is Grand Theft Auto online.
They got you, huh? It hooked you?
Yeah. Well, you know what it is. You know, I'm a family man. I'm not a single young gentleman that can go out and drink or any of that. So, yeah, it got me hooked, man. Ain't nothing like popping on there and going pissing some people off, getting in the bad sport lobby, making a lot of money.
Nice. Nice.
Other than that, I ain't been playing nothing else.
That's it?
I beat the main game. I'm like 90% done. I'm trying to get that damn Back to the Future car on top of that mountain so I can open that door up.
Nice. Wait, what? Bro, even know what you're talking about. Sounds
awesome. I mean, hey, I put it.
Well, you guys don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
No.
All right, check this out. There's a part, I don't know if it's after you collect all the spaceship parts or what, but you do this mission, and basically it gives you this rocket car. And all it is a dune buggy that's got neon fucking lights, but you drive it to the top of the mountain, and then when it's fucking raining and shit, that alien spaceship comes, and if you have that car on top of the mountain, there's a door that opens up into the mountain. And so you have to have that car on top of there, and it'll open up that door.
That's crazy. Y'all Easter egging that shit, huh?
What's in yeah.
That is some cryptic shit. That is what's like...
What's in the door, though?
No, I don't know. That's how you came to find out. Knowledge.
That is fucking crazy.
I'd rather just YouTube it, honestly. That sounds like a lot of work just to get in a door.
How much you want to bet it opens up and it's fucking Gozer?
Oh shit, are you the keymaster?
That'd be tight, yeah, but that's it. That's all I've been doing.
Word. Well, I'm pretty boring right now. All I've been playing is
Dark Souls.
Yeah, you know, Dark Souls. Asshole. I've been making a walkthrough for one of my friends on the game. So I've been doing that.
You couldn't refer him to Google?
So I wanted to run a melee character myself because I'd never done it yet. So I was like, okay, this would be something for me and for him.
Oh, you need help, dog? Let me just make a whole guy for you.
Yeah, right? I named it after him, too. Like, this is your friend, Chucky. and Call of Duty. I flip-flop between Ghost and Black Ops 2, because Black Ops 2 is just so goddamn good. And Ghost, while they're still patching stuff and it's getting better, now that they remove party chat and shit, it's still not as good as Blops 2 at all.
I'm really glad I did not spend $60 on that game. I'm, like, literally, like, especially now that you guys are, like, literally wringing out rags full of tears over it. I am so glad.
Dude, man,
not buy that shit.
They didn't even have any hardcore search and destroy. They
don't know that.
They patched it into core, but core kills fast, so it's kind of all right. But they had party chat and all that shit, dude. Party chat. You could just, like, cheat. Like, we'd be dead. Like, oh, the dude's over there. Like, what the fuck? You're not supposed to build a party chat in this shit. It's a hardcore mode where you're not supposed to know what's going on if your teammates are dead.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty disappointing, though, because it seemed like Infinity Ward had really started learning from all its mistakes. But then it's like, no, y'all didn't learn shit.
Oh, they get right back to that shit, man. They just...
In my opinion, they dropped the ball on this one.
Yeah, dude, it's bad. I mean, it's bad compared to Black Ops 2. It's not a bad game. You know, it's still fun as hell, but
it's the worst ever made. I know that from the extensive time I spent playing it.
I've also been playing a Hotline Miami. I finally got into that game. That game is fun.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that game. Holy shit, that game's fun.
I hit a wall in that game, and all of a sudden I'm just like, dude, I am just all of a sudden not having fun anymore. You know what? Fuck this.
I play for the music, man. I want to get to that that bonus screen. I want to hear that song again when it's counting my score.
I totally get that, man. That because I got the Final Fantasy VII remake. Well, not the remake. The port on PC for Steam because they fixed the music. And I still sit there. Whenever I win a battle, I just sit there and let that victory music play.
Only
just for hours.
Can bring Hotline Miami into Final Fantasy. God damn.
Exactly. I'm just saying, wow. We have something in common. I'm trying to show you.
Only you, motherfucker. Only
it all comes back to find a fantasy.
But yeah, besides that, I ain't been playing shit. I bought that game God Mode because it was on sale for $5. It was pretty fun. But yeah, other than that, that's all I've been playing. All right, guys. Now we're going to talk about our favorite games this gen. Now, the new systems have launched. I personally don't feel they've offered anything of merit at the moment. So I'd like to talk about what was your favorite console game or PC or whatever you want to call it game for right now for this generation. I'll go with Gravy first.
I really don't have a favorite.
Jesus, you are just
a shit on top. I mean, you know, I think
you wonder why your PS3 screams at night.
I look back at it and I'm like, something about that I didn't like. So I moved on to something else. I mean, it's just how my brain works. I mean, I really don't have very. I just have a lot of games I like, but it's none.
God damn it.
I hate
you invited me to sing the fucking shit. You should have known what's going to happen.
That's why I love you. All right, Bastard, what was your favorite game of this year?
It's hard for me to pick one, but I've got a few that are definitely my favorite. I was really blown away by No More Heroes when I played it. I love the shit out of that game. I've probably beaten it 15 times at this point. Just because, I don't know, like, I love Grasshopper. They're one of my favorite studios. I still haven't played Killer is Dead, but I definitely will at some point. But I think No More Heroes is the best game they put out. It's just real unique. Just totally, like, weird, off the wall. And, like, I don't know. Like, I think it had, like, the best use of motion controls on the Wii also, because it didn't overdo it. It was just, like,
jerking off to build up my meter.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, exactly. Like, stuff like that. Like, it's a little excessive, but, like, it's not, like, especially in the early days of the Wii when, like, yeah. Like, the motion controls were done just right. Like, the visual style fit the limitations of the hardware. And, I mean, it looks way fucking better than the PS3 HD port, which just looks awful.
Was 2 any good?
Yeah, 2 was actually really good, too. I prefer the first one, because they kind of... The good thing and the bad thing about 2 is that they streamlined it a lot. So they kind of made it more palatable for people that have less patience.
Yeah.
If you have less patience, like, you can jump right into 2 and not even play 1, and, like, it'll make sense. But 1 was definitely, like, tops for me. And, like, I don't know, like, honorable mentions. I really liked Limbo a lot. I really liked Fez a lot. And, I'd be, like, lying if I didn't mention a Halo game, so I'm going to go ahead and say Halo Reach was probably up there, because that was the one I put the most time into.
That was probably the best Halo this gen, in my opinion, too.
Yeah, I don't even want to go online and, like, see how much time I dumped in that, because it's disgusting, and I feel ashamed.
MLG so, Pro.
Yeah, what up?
All right, Everyday Legend, what was your favorite game this gen?
That's a tough question. If it's the one I probably spent the most time playing overall, it's probably Street Fighter IV. I don't know. This gen was kind of cool to me, though, because you started to see the rise of digital titles that were... Maybe they didn't have the budgets or the exposure or any of the je ne sais quoi that some of the big name titles might have had, but they had better experiences. They had more focused, more fun games. Castle Crashers is a very, very good example of this.
Did you just throw out some French?
Yeah, I did. I said Genesequa. Fuck you.
I have a question,
what
actually.
What does that mean?
Break it down for the redneck, please.
Yeah, break it down. Break it down for the dumb people around here.
It means...
Lower tier, make a lower tier.
It means I don't know what.
Okay, okay.
I have a question, too, though. How many hours have you put into the Street Fighter 4?
That is a really good question.
had like 400. It's had like 1,000. Yeah.
Well, no, because like it's seriously, I think the Xbox version, if we're talking about like just everything put together from like Xbox vanilla, PlayStation vanilla, Jesus, man. I mean, I must have put in, I'm probably looking at 2,500 plus.
And you still can't even beat
you. Still suck.
I know, right? Hey, but the thing is this. It's like I have a lot of fun playing it, and I don't really lock myself into one character. I have a lot of fun. I mean, it's the thing is, it's, you know, it is what it is. I'm not actually in it to quote-unquote win it. I'm in it to actually have fun and play people.
Yeah, I definitely
so, agree with that. With too. It really is. You can go whatever flavor you want with the character. And have
yeah, I mean, the thing is that they've made, they ended up making such a game. So two is the same way, where you could really just kind of just dig in, pick a character, and two different people could play the same character completely different ways, because you had this kind of freedom of motion that you had to be able to do that. And I think that's what a lot of fighting games miss out on. I mean, like, Arc System Works seems to overcomplicate shit. That's why I don't really dig, like, the Persona game all that much. Even though it is good, it's not really my bag. I think Guilty Gear is a giant pain in the ass to fucking play. You know, I don't know. As far as this gen, it's probably say what I liked most playing was probably Street Fighter. If it's not that, it's going to be Halo Reach. Because I put a lot of fucking time into that, too.
Everybody loved Reach, man. I have many better than like Reach.
Persona 4 Arena, though, was kind of, like, simple, though.
It was simple, but it's simplified in the sense where it's not freaking Guilty Gear, but yet the way it plays, that floaty feeling, I don't really dig it. It's the same reason why I don't dig Marvel. See, MVC 1 felt kind of, you know, controlled. Everything like back, like X-Men versus Street Fighter, Marvel Superheroes versus Street Fighter, it had giant bugs and game-breaking glitches all throughout, but it felt slower and more methodical. You still high speed action. You still had to get a lot of, you know, crazy 6-button combo strings. But you at least were having able, you know, you're doing something. Friggin' once it started to elevate into this level of like Twitch fighting games, I'm like, bro, yeah. I ain't ADD enough to fucking hang with that shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with Marvel 3 because of that. But again, you know, I don't know. Everybody has their own thing. I don't think it's a bad game, but it definitely Marvel 3 stuff like that. It's just way too fast paced for me.
Marvel 3 to me is weird because the thing is there's no sense of fight to that game. Like Marvel 3 was literally, and this is what's fucked up, is the fact that the same guy that made Marvel 3 is the same guy that made Tatsunoko versus Capcom. And Tatsunoko versus Capcom was fucking awesome. It was a fun fucking game to play. But see, when you have go ahead.
I'm in the different boat. I loved Marvel 3 because it was a get got game. Either you were on your A game 100% or you got.
But that was it. Thing is this, I don't mind that as long as you have, you know, if TVC had this thing where you had Mega Crash where you could like save up 2 bars of stock, hit all 4 buttons and say, hey, I'm going to hit the stop the bullshit button and freaking we're going to go back to reset and stop. Now I'm just going to stop this combo right now. Marvel had none of that. Yeah. If you got fucked up, your entire game was based around OTGs and keeping unwinnable scenarios going. So that way you would just get corner raped over and over and over again.
And I'm once you were like 3-50 with blue, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And I'm like,
oh shit, I missed the block.
Oh shit, you missed a block. Like this, your entire fucking game is over because you missed one fucking block. Thing is, like Street Fighter 4, you miss one punch. Yeah, you might eat a fucking combo. You miss block, you miss time of focus attack. It is what it is, but you're probably not going to get fucking wrecked. You will have a chance to come back.
Yeah.
Marvel, it is completely built around don't give this motherfucker a chance to move. Yeah. And I'm like,
the first dies.
There's no fight in that. That's like freaking straight up like jumping on someone and just pounding them in the face ain't fighting somebody. That's just whooping their ass. So please, let's put that into, this is not a fighting game. This is a whooping your ass game. And that's it.
So it's like the Dark Souls of fighting games.
Not necessarily. Dark Souls. Put it like this. If MVC 3 were Dark Souls, that would mean like people would be able to join in from other games to just kick you in the back without notice.
Honestly, if you ask me, it sounds more like it's the Final Fantasy of fighting games.
Final Fantasy.
Let me tell you about some shit.
Derail attempt 2 out of 10, baby.
All right. What about you, Jaime? What's your favorite game this gen?
That would have to be a toss-up between Fallout New Vegas and Metro 2033.
Both good games.
Both good games. Metro 2033 is the first game that actually sent cold chills up my spine. Damn. I played all the horror games. I played, you know, all that stuff. But it actually gave me the atmosphere of that game, actually made my spine tingle.
Nice.
And it was just something like I totally could immerse myself in that game. And the same thing, Fallout New Vegas, total immersion. I must have put 500 hours to 1,000 in that game. I'm not even sure.
Damn. You
and then,
insane.
What's that?
Said you're beating my hour count in Fallout. That's insane.
Man, I love that game. That was my first RPG I ever played. Well, not ever played, but ever got into.
Yeah, it's definitely not Final Fantasy.
No, man. I haven't played Final Fantasy.
Not on that level of that Final Fantasy.
No, I mean, it's better.
That's a higher plane than than Fallout, definitely.
Yeah, dude. I feel in the Fallout love. I feel you on the Fallout love. That shit's just incredibly atmospheric.
Yeah, and see, with Metro 2033, man, it took the first-person shooter, and it did what Fear was trying to do, you know, give that horror element to it.
Yeah.
But it did it without trying.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, it didn't build itself as something scary, but you got scared as fuck when you had, like, 10 shells left and, like, a whole fucking tunnel full of enemies.
Honestly, man, the first time I got scared is when we were going through that tunnel and then those shadow fucks come out.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, man.
And then you hear the shit from the past, man. And it was like, you know, I kind of put myself in the character's position. Like, fuck, man. You know, nuclear war really did happen.
I know you're like, oh, this is post-apocalypse game. I'm gonna go like through the tunnel shit, and all of a sudden there's ghosts. You're like, what the fuck? What?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, it didn't build itself as a horror title, but it really had parts where it was.
Yeah, and I mean that just like that whole game, that I love that game. That will for always ever be one of my favorite first person shooters.
You played the sequel? Played the sequel Last Light?
No, I have not played Last Light yet. Man, I'm still trying to play what's that game I'm trying to beat?
Grand Theft Auto Online?
No, you can't beat that.
Final Fantasy.
No.
Rev's heart breaks.
About to say,
only the strong could beat Final Fantasy. take a higher grade of man to do that.
Oh Lord.
Well, that's what it is. BioShock Infinite. I still haven't finished that game.
Nice.
That's good.
I got so far into
it. Yeah, exactly.
Don't finish it. You're good, Doug.
Don't let these haters spoil it. Make your own decision.
I try to spoil nothing for you. By all means, finish it so you can come join in our head shaking party.
See, that's what I heard. But here's my point. I got so far into the game, right?
You might as well beat it.
It lost all my attention.
That's everybody.
Yes, pretty much.
I put that thing up, I just look at it and stare at it, and I'm like, ah, fuck that.
It's like it starts off on this roller coaster going up, and then there's no drop.
Exactly.
There's never a drop. It just starts going parallel, like, you go straight line.
There's a couple things about it that was really, really cool to me, but in the end of the game, once you finish it and you let the ending settle in, and you kind of let, you know, whatever taste you have of it just kind of sit there for a while. After a while, you just realize this is an entirely forgettable game. There's really nothing special.
Because when I first booted it up, I was like, yes, I love the setting. Because I'm all into history, man. I'm like, I'm big into history. I'm like, I research stuff. I watch the, you know, history channels, you know, all that shit, man. That's I'm big into that type of stuff. And so when I saw the promise of what could be, I was immediately hooked. Because, you know, early American history, man, there's so many secrets and so much weird shit that was going on back then. And so when they were tying that into the game, like, I had really high hope. Especially when I saw, you know, our founding forefathers being prayed to like gods. I was like, okay, this is going to get
real
interesting. And it didn't hold up for me.
My heart broke the moment they didn't let me throw the ball at the colored couple.
I know. What? I was He's like, I want to hit some Negroes.
Exactly. And the game said no. I was like, fuck you.
I've got a pretty funny BioShock Infinite related story that I think you all will love. When the game first came out, I didn't want to buy it, but I just want to play it and see what, you know, if it was really the hype it was. And there wasn't a torrent out. Yes, I was going to torrent. Fuck you, people. But so there wasn't a reliable torrent out. So I went to GameStop. And you know, when you go to the PC section, they have the PC cases gutted with the instruction manuals. So they had a BioShock one, and sure enough, the CD key was in there.
Oh, wow.
So I, of course, wrote it down, took it home, and registered it on Steam, because that's the kind of person I am. I played it, hated it, and was just like, damn, man, I'm glad I didn't buy that game. So 2 months pass, and I'm just sitting at my desk, no pants on. And I get a message on Steam saying, someone has tried to activate one of your games. Click here to see what
somebody
the game is.
That shit. Oh, my
and,
God.
And, of course, it's fucking BioShock Infinite. So, of course, I'm sitting like, oh, my God, I'm about to go to motherfucking jail. He's going to go
BioShock.
Back. He's going to go back to the fucking GameStop. He's going to tell them, so this game's already registered. He sold me a game that I can't even redeem. And they're going to come after me. And I was literally panicking. I'm like, oh, my fuck God, what am I going to do? I'm going to go to jail for fucking BioShock.
Now the colored couple gets to throw.
So I'm sitting there, I'm panicking. I'm like, okay, what the fuck am I going to do? I gotta go to GameStop. I have to confess. Oh my God. I gotta explain to them. Look, I did it. I'm sorry. Just help. So I got in my car. This is like literally like 30 minutes before they're closing too. It's like 8:30. So I'm racing to go to GameStop. I'm like, oh God, my life is just fucked now. I'm fucked now. They're not gonna let me go off easy for this. And I go in there and it's dead empty too. So it's just them looking at me. I'm like, oh fuck, I can't do this. I need to run out of the motherfucking store. And I'm just sitting there like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good. And so I'm nervously pacing, trying to build up the courage to go tell them, explain, look, I stole the game with my phone. Please don't go to jail. I don't want to go to jail for BioShock. I'll go to jail for like Final Fantasy, but I ain't going to jail for fucking
I'll take
BioShock.
A Final Fantasy, but not BioShock.
So I'm sitting there and pacing back and forth, and an idea, and I don't know why, but I just suddenly got this idea. And I went over to the PC section, and I looked, and I'm scanning it, and the case is still there.
What?
Nobody bought it. Somebody tried to do what I did. Somebody tried to do what I did and fucked up. So, of course, I grabbed that case. I grabbed the fucking case off the shelf, went to the thing. I want to buy this. Okay, yeah, that's a good game. I know. Well, I mean, I don't know because it's a bad game, but yeah, let's just pretend that I know. So they're going to the drawer to get me a sealed copy. I'm like, no, I want the open one. And they're like, huh?
What?
Like, I want this one, please. Are you sure? Yes, I am very, very, very sure. I want this one. And they're like, okay. Paid for it, walked out the door, and just, I'm clean, fucking clean nose from now on, living that straight edge. I ain't fucking with this shit anymore.
You know what? I don't blame you for that, because I don't know if you remember Bastard when they did the Halo 4 double XP for Mountain Dew and stuff and all that shit. You take a picture of the codes on that shit. In the Taco Bell win a PS4 shit, the same thing. They print the codes on the side of the goddamn box.
Yep. Well,
what's the fuck of the point? Why would you...
Straight up. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I made SR-130 in a matter of months. And that's all because of the power of a Samsung Galaxy S2. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Right? That's what I'm saying, man. Like, you could take a picture of that shit. Why would retards print that on the side of the fucking thing? Jesus, you're just begging people to steal that shit. I feel sorry for all the motherfuckers. No, I didn't, because they were dumb that bought it. And
I went into every gas station, period, in like a 30-mile radius. It was like, bloop, 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 just taking pictures of the back of Doritos bags, straight up, not even fronting in the middle of the freaking counter. Like, hey, welcome to 7-Eleven. I'm like, be well, motherfucker. Click.
You know, that's pretty shameful.
You talking about desperation, brother. You was running into the GameStop.
You bought a copy of BioShock Infinite.
Honestly, that's the most painful part, is that I paid $60 for BioShock Infinite. That hurt more than anything else. I'm like, oh, I don't really want to pay for this game.
I don't want to go to jail, sir. Please don't put dick in my butt.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
This makes a cork in my ass.
Look, I'll go for BioShock, no thanks. I'll go for Final Fantasy, but not BioShock. But
here's my question. How would have Steam been able to pin that on you?
Well, no, because the assumption was that somebody had bought the game, so they would go back to GameStop and be like, this game doesn't work.
Just gave them another code.
Yeah, but they probably would investigate that shit and see, like, okay.
Hell no, brother. Ain't nobody going to investigate.
Yeah, because Steam has my digits and my address and my name.
Just let him roll, man.
I'm just saying, maybe I'm an evil guy. I perfectly accept that. I'll smack your mom and spit on your dad. I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying.
It's so refreshing to see people who are honest with what they really are.
And I'm a dirtbag. I got 4 kids. I'm a good father. I'm a horrible person. I will fuck you up and cut your throat. I don't give a shit. I bang on niggas. That's my job.
Oh my god, I love you, homie.
I want to hug you so bad right now.
All right, now we're still on the favorite games this gen. I think Rev is the one that's left beside me, right, Rev?
I guess.
What's your favorite game this gen then?
Well, I mean, just objectively speaking, no bias. When posed with this question, there's only one logical answer.
Oh my god.
And that game, the best game of this generation, by far, no competition, no rivals, is Final Fantasy XIV for the personal computer and PS3 home entertainment console. not really.
I mean, that is your game, dog. Nobody cares.
I'd have to go with Yakuza 4, which is also a stereotypical answer for me, but I'm going to go with it. I just liked, especially after playing Grand Theft Auto 5, my appreciation for that game grew tremendously because they're very similar to open world crime games, etc., blah, 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 mini games, blah, blah, blah. But the one thing that really turned me off from Grand Theft Auto 5 was that you have this big ass map that 10% of it is used for missions, and then the 90% of it left over is just empty.
That's because they're going to charge you for it, brother. That's why.
Again, maybe so, but there's just this big map with nothing to do in it. Whereas the thing I really love about Yakuza is that it's a much smaller area, but it is packed with so many shit to do, so many things to do, excuse me. So, and it's just a really good brawler. It's a good RPG. And it's, you know, to really do everything, all the side quests, collect all the equipment and upgrade everything, you're looking at about 100 hours or so. So, and also I get to date, you know, dating sims. I love dating sims, you know.
what do you think about Sleeping Dogs? What was your opinion about that one? Because I really liked that game. I forgot to bring that up.
It didn't really interest me.
It didn't have no dating sims. So he's
exactly. Like, if I can't, no, you know, honestly, you want to know
if what you can't fuck a bitch, he ain't playing.
You know, honestly, the thing about Yakuza 4 that I've probably done more than anything else besides going to the arcade is the pachinko parlor.
The gamble. He's probably gambling.
Exactly. That's what I gamble. It's so weird because the pachinko machine, I don't know how the fuck, I still don't know how to play pachinko.
You're
I don't
like
know how
fake pussy and fake bedding.
I just put machine and lights fucking flash and there's Japanese yelling and pictures and more beads are coming out and I'm just like, I guess
it's almost like I'm on Okinawa.
No, sir, that was the last game, nerd. Last game was the
So yeah, before was your pick?
Yeah.
Any other mentions?
I mean, Hitman Absolution was also really good. I liked it a lot.
Really? Much people.
I second that.
Would you say? Would you just bad talk?
Just people bitched about it.
I just agreed with you, sir.
No, I'm talking about you. You should be over here trying to be a whining vagina. What are you saying?
No. I'm not. I don't even say that. I'm just saying a lot of people seem to have some disagreements.
I mean, the whole detection system is kind of wonky, but I mean,
overall, for a new Hitman game, this generation, I thought it was pretty well-rounded.
It's pretty fun. I liked it. And again, it's still, the earlier sneaking missions kind of sucked, okay? But once you got into the traditional open-ended pick your poison type missions where you're just putting in a level and you're given 20 different ways to kill somebody, when it got to that point, which is probably 80 to 85% of the game, that it was just so much fun. It was a lot of fun.
My only problem with that game was is I couldn't poison people's cocaine throughout the whole fucking mission. I just wanted to kill people.
I want to put borax in your cocaine. That's what I want to do.
Oh, man. Highly recommend for families.
I just want to live my dreams, man.
Every time you sniff, I want you to die.
Cocaine.
About it. As soon as they railed that shit, they were happy for 1 second, and then they was dead. You know what I'm saying? They was like, oh, yeah, it's time to go!
You know, it was a really cool way, too, was when you shot the dude during the lap dance. I don't know if you ever did that one, but... there's a strip club level, and there's the lap dance booths, the private booths, and
oh yes,
you get in one, and you can see through. Yeah, it's a two-way mirror, and the dude is just sitting there getting a lap dance in the other room, and man, as soon as that stripper walked out, just right through the glass, killed him in the head, and nobody even saw, heard anything, just walked out.
I hope they really do another one.
Yeah.
I guess on the next gens. I don't really give a shit for a PS4 or an Xbox One at this moment in time. But yeah, I hope Square Enix continues it with the Hitman franchise.
You know what the fuck up thing was that they sold like, I don't know, like 3 to 5 million, and Square was like disappointed with that. I'm like,
I know, man. They're greedy fucks.
For a single player game, that's pretty damn good.
See, that's the thing though. Oh, yeah. That's a larger symptom of what's wrong with the video game industry right now.
Tell you. Well, before we get into that, let me go through my favorites for the gen. I'm sure we're Rev.
Doc Souls?
Yeah, there you go. now, granted, if you'd asked me a year ago, it would have been Fallout 3 for many years running. Fallout 3 immersed me like a motherfucker. Holy shit, I love that game. I've probably put like 300 hours in my, or not only my gamer tag, but my wife's gamer tag, just so I could play more of it. So. You know, I loved that game. Fallout 3 was my shit. But Dark Souls comes along, and I'm like probably 10 or 12 characters in with 30 to 60 hours in each. And, you know, it's – I don't give a fuck. I love it. The game's different every fucking time. No matter what I do, a little bit different, it's different every time. And I can't get enough of it. So Dark Souls, my winner.
You can't date anybody in that game.
Man, fuck, I kill bitches in that game.
Make love, not war, motherfucker.
New consoles are out. New Year's coming. So, what games are we looking forward to most? I'll start with you, Everyday Legend. What are you looking forward to?
I haven't even bought a new system yet because the new games haven't really been showing themselves. Really and truthfully, the only thing I'm really hyped for right now is to play Second Son. I didn't like the first Infamous at all. I really thought the second one was a big leaps and bounds improvement over the predecessor. And if that same kind of Moore's Law can stay in effect, then I figure Second Son will be really, really good.
Moore's Law applied to gaming? Really?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, hey. Beyond that, though, you know what I'm really looking forward to? The games I'm looking forward to the most, I think, are probably the games that Nintendo should have already brought out for the Wii U, but for some reason just didn't do. Like, why the fuck I haven't seen Star Fox or F-Zero in 10 fucking years really just kind of boggles my goddamn mind. So when they decide to pull their head out of their ass, I think it'll be a great day for the rest of us.
Word. Bastard, what are you looking forward to, baby?
Well, number one up at the top is Samurai Gun. I don't know if you've heard of it.
No, I haven't.
All right, it's like a four-player arena fighting game. It's 2D.
A fighting game? You? Really?
Yeah, well, I mean...
It must only involve one button.
Well, all right. you're on to something, Rev, because it involves two buttons.
I knew it.
I actually made a thread in the forums about it, but I played it at GDC last year. Yeah, I played it at GDC last year. It was still in a pretty unfinished state. But it is honestly the most fun I've ever had playing a local multiplayer game. Like, no joke. It's super fast. Like, all right, the concept of it is just like four players in an arena. You got a sword and you've got a gun that can shoot three bullets, and it's one hit kills. And it's like first to like 13 or something like that.
So it's like a Marvel 3. You fuck up, you die.
Yeah, like
pretty much.
But it doesn't take fuck forever. Like in that game, you're not just sitting against the wall getting your ass beat. Like, and you can like you can attack in four directions. You can shoot in four directions, and it really becomes about like holding down different spots in the map. Like you can deflect enemy bullets if you time it right. Like I don't know. It's like another one of those like real simple games that's got like it's I don't know, but it's real deep as well. Like there's a lot of strategy, a lot of psychology involved.
Sounds like you would like Dark Souls.
I've been thinking about it. Demon's Souls is actually on sale this week, and I was thinking about picking that up.
It's $5 tomorrow on Dark Souls for Xbox.
Oh really?
Yep.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna get that
done. I'll summon bro for you.
Nice. All right.
Nigga got you.
Pretty much. I'll make a whole character for you. I call him Bastard's baby.
Nice. There's a few other games, I guess. Hotline Miami 2, Wrong Number. I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to see like what.
Hold
else
on, who's whistling out of asshole right now? Is that you, Gorilla?
What?
I'm sorry.
I'm paying attention. So.
I'm sorry, I'm listening, just the wind blowing out of his butt cheeks. I'm like, this motherfucker gonna drive me crazy. Go on.
Highlight Miami 2, and I don't know. Like, even though I'm probably not gonna get a next gen system anytime soon, I am looking forward to seeing what Destiny is like on these next gen platforms. Cause like that game's got a lot of potential, I think. So I don't know. And it's Bungie. I mean, like. Bungie's made a couple questionable games, but their track record is pretty solid, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and start. Obviously Dark Souls 2, of course. But I'm also looking forward to the new EDF, Earth Defense Force, because it's made by the original people, so I'm gonna love that. But the game I'm most looking forward to is Lisa the RPG. That
game... Role-playing games, you loser!
But that game just looks like...
What is it called?
Lisa the RPG. It's an indie game. It just got funded on Kickstarter.
Who the fuck plays role-playing games?
I'm sure Bastard knows about it. Do you know?
No, this is new to me. No, like,
oh, seriously? Holmes has been nutting over it, and I normally hate Holmes with a passion, but this shit is like gold. I was like, I watched like the trailers for
I'm
it.
I'm checking your gold out right now, so.
I know, I'm like, I was like, holy shit, this game looks fucking retarded amazing. I'm like, this is my game. So, yes, Lisa the RPG is my most looked forward to game. And behind that, Dark Souls 2 and EDF.
It's a new game by Dingaling. Yes.
All right, now we're done with me. What you looking forward to, Gravy?
I'm really looking forward to playing the copy of Killzone I have that I can't play.
For those you don't swear, five games for consoles he doesn't have.
Talk about putting the cart before the horse. Jesus
That's
Christ.
It. That's it, dude.
He has the PS4 Killzone, but he has no PS4.
Wow, you are just...
Did you unwrap it yet?
You're a shining example for us all, Gravy.
Did I gift wrap it yet? I haven't found a good gift
wrap. No, did you unwrap it?
I haven't wrapped it yet.
No, did you take it out of the plastic yet?
Yeah, I already took it out of the plastic.
Wait, man. Wait, so we took it out of the plastic.
I read the book like four times. I kissed the disc. It was amazing. It tasted like dreams.
You unwrapped the game, took it out of the plastic, but you're going to rewrap it as a gift?
Maybe.
What the fuck?
Maybe. I'm not getting anything else for Christmas.
Now we finally understand what made the freaking PS3 start making the high-pitched whining noise. Fucking admit that shit. You tried to run it.
Nah, I ain't that stupid. I ain't that retarded.
That's way you're all
Come on, are you really? Dude, I'm not. The jury's not on that one.
Shut the fuck up, Jesus.
All right,
shut up, moving on.
All right,
I'm almost.
I had enough.
All right.
This is when he snapped with me and Jack, dude. Me and Jack were making fun of him all night, and he just snapped, and he walked away and just started laughing, and we thought he was going to kill him. He's doing it right now. He's broke. This is it. He broke again.
All right, Jaime, you there, baby?
Yes, I am.
What game are you looking forward to next?
Do we have to talk about what I'm looking forward to or what I want?
Either one.
Because I'm not looking forward to a goddamn thing.
What you
I
want
to get Thief for PC. Other than that, man, I want to get Metro Last Light. Other than that, I'm not really looking forward to anything. I'm not going to be purchasing a new console probably till this time next year. So I'll have plenty of games. I mean, if I did say have a PS4 at the moment, honestly, Watch Dogs looks very interesting, and the new Tom Clancy game. What's that game called?
Tom Clancy the game?
Yes.
The Division.
Tom Clancy's Case of the Ass Fart. You jump around assholes.
Wow.
You gotta infiltrate them with your sneaky ways.
Oh, that's wow. I was about to say, dude, we found that new game right there for you, bro.
Called Awesome. Con.
Alright, Rev, what game are you looking forward to, man?
The Evil Within. I'm really surprised you didn't say that.
That game looks great.
I was leaving something for you, baby.
Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah, sure. Take my spotlight. Just take all of it, motherfucker. Evil Within, I'm really have high hopes for that. But other than that, it's like...
What are you looking for?
What's that for?
PS4 or like PC?
That's for PS3, Xbox, and PC. I think there's a PS4 Xbox One version as well. But obviously, PC. Gonna get it for $5 on Steam. I'll probably play full game one on that one.
Don't even lie. You gonna get that fucking shit from outside of a box at GameStop.
Hey, if he ain't, I'm going too. That's for sure.
I know, right? I'm sorry. That's the PC section of GameStop now. I never looked at it before, but thanks to Brad.
I'm going tomorrow. I'm getting five new PC games.
You're right.
What are you doing? Taking pictures?
I like the case. I like the instruction manuals. You look real pretty.
I can't hate. I'm the dude that bought 3 copies of Dark Souls for 3 different systems, and I'm probably gonna do the same thing with Dark Souls 2. So,
you walk into that GameStop, be like, "Hi, welcome to GameStop. Be well, motherfuckers." Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Just taking pictures of your inventory. Nothing new.
Yeah, but the thing though is that nobody knows when that game's coming out. I mean, it's the
release. There's no ETA on it, is there?
What's up?
There's no ETA on it, is there?
No, it's just it's like. December 2014 is the release date at the moment, which is basically whenever it's out.
It's a placeholder, yeah.
But I know it works. Other than that, it's Lightning Returns. I cannot wait to dress up in that game. I've seen the outfits next week.
Oh my god.
The Moogle outfit. The Moogle outfit. You know what? This is pretty baller.
Mm-hmm, girl.
Yeah. Why are they pushing Lightning so hard? Is Lightning honestly, a character that you should care about? Like,
I don't know.
It's a moment of the females in gaming, like hype, and they're trying to sell on it.
Well, the Japanese really love Lightning, and also you have to think, Square spent 6 years making that engine. They need to get that fucking money back, so they're gonna make as many games as they want. And it's not like they can use that engine, that battle system, for another game. So, they gotta make
imagine this. Imagine a Japanese company farting in a room and it smells like hell and they're sitting around hoping that nobody notices. That's what they're trying to do with Lightning.
Well, I don't know, man. The Japanese really love Lightning. Honestly, she kind of just reminds me of Cloud. I don't really see anything that really wrong with her. I mean, she's no different than Cloud, really. So, just like, kind of a blank slate.
Like, no personality whatsoever.
I mean, essentially.
There you go.
Oh, it's in her clothes. The clothes.
The smell of the fart you're catching right there.
She
is not really a fart, though, because it's not bad. I mean,
she is Sex and the City, the clothes maker. That's it.
I mean, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, you bigot? Why can't a woman be empowered and dressed the way she wants? Why she got it?
The high heels and the whatever dress she picks, that's what makes her. That's her.
Yeah, exactly. Because you can't be fucking earning all this mad gil and XP without a Prada bag, motherfuckers. Don't you know shit?
Exactly.
Prada bag. She has a big old fucking gun sword.
Yo, Rev, if every day gets it, I'm just saying.
What are you saying? I don't know what you're saying.
You ain't getting it? You know, whatever.
The fuck are you talking about? Shit's going over my head. I'm getting that game regardless. What are you talking about? They won.
I'm going to jizz up how I want to. I'm gonna wear what I want. Man, I'm tell me shit.
But I don't need no man to dictate what I wear. I wear what I fucking put a whole colony of moogles on my stuff if I want to.
I was cutting holes in my jeans back in 20s.
I was always a visionary.
Oh, wow. All right, guys. We're going to go to listener questions. Because we're back and brand new, we've only got two. The first one.
Yeah, laugh.
Trailer
pitch here forever.
The first one is actually directed to me from Glowbear. She asked, how many people have you offered to eat chicken nuggets under the moonlight with? Now, I gotta correct this. The actual statement was, girl, I would butter up chicken nuggets and stick them in places God didn't intend while screaming your name to the sun. That's what I said to her.
You don't need to tell us the whole flirt game you went with her. Just give us the question.
But basically, yeah, she was the first. So you were the only one I've ever offered to butter up chicken nuggets and put them in. Oh my God,
I get it. I get it. You still got it.
Got it, bro. But you like dating Sims, Rev. What the fuck?
Insane, I got it, bro. Just give me the question.
All right. Juicebox PK Fire asked all of us, have any of you broken any bones? And if so, how? Other than the ones in your mom, none other than punching a tree. For me, I punched a tree one time and I lost. I broke my hand.
Gorilla's asshole.
I broke my foot playing football. I currently just broke my motherfucking neck.
Damn.
Yeah, that's great. I get to have neurosurgery soon. What else? I broke in my hand. I shattered my hand because I was leaning out the window of a fucking Honda Accord while I was doing 40 and thought it was a good idea to stiff arm a goddamn trash can that was full out on the side of the road. So my whole hand shattered.
Was the trash can talking shit?
The trash can didn't fucking move.
Damn, you that weak? What the fuck?
Man, I'm telling you what, man. I don't know what the fuck happened. I ain't that weak. I'm a big boy. And I leaned out that fucking window like it was a damn horse, and I was trying to fucking lance somebody. And that trash can had to be full of bricks. That motherfucker did not move. My hand connected it, and that was all she wrote.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
So I've broken a shitload of stuff. What about you, Rev? You broken anything, babe?
No, I haven't broken shit. I'm too alpha for that. I'm on like a killer. Essentially, that's the gist of it.
What about you, Legend? You broke anything?
I broke my nose playing basketball and fractured my jaw in an ATV accident when I was 18.
But the black people,
that's real men shit right there.
So yeah, that was pretty dope. Coolest part about that was the when I got thrown off. I got thrown out of the ATV. And here's the thing, I got thrown out of the ATV at 45 miles an hour. First thing that happened was my face hit the steering wheel, and then I went like head over heels off of it. So the right side of my face, or I'm sorry, left side of my face, I have like 5 chip molars and shit in the back of my mouth. I've got thrown into like a briar patch. So when I got pulled out of there, they had to get me to the hospital, and this happened in my family's ranch in Tennessee. So when we got off the ranch, we got to the hospital, they had to get me into the hospital and get my face cleaned out real quick because I had all these briars and shit in my face. So they pump me full of morphine and start walking me through the Elvis Presley Memorial Emergency Room where they're playing Elvis music and they have velvet Elvis paintings and you are on motherfucking morphine. It is the greatest
day. That is awesome.
It was the shit, dude. Like, it was totally worth it. Had, like, this, you know, really cute nurse, like, scraping crazy shit out of my face. I looked like goddamn Harvey Dent for, like, 3 weeks. I didn't give a fuck. It was the best shit ever. But yeah, that's my crazy broken bone story.
Bad star. What you broken, baby?
Well,
besides my heart.
I chipped my tooth on a beer bottle like 3 weeks ago.
That's not a bone. That ain't a bone.
So hardcore.
Teeth are bones, okay?
That's Chicago life.
Yeah. There's no story to this either.
I tried to eat a beer. It went.
No, it's like, alright.
So you pulled the. You just gave us something we can't even talk about.
No, I mean, wow. Like, you know how, like, sometimes you, like, you drink, a bottle, like, too fast, you put it down real quick, and it foams up, so, like, I got a little overzealous about the drink, and I saw it was foaming up, and I tried to, like, catch it real quick, put it up to my mouth, and just, like, shit my fucking front tooth. There you go.
Can't spill any foam.
What if you sucked at Ghost?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to bite foam is the question I'm trying to figure out.
Foam, I wasn't trying to bite it.
I hate beer head.
So yeah, but that's it. I've never been injured in any other way ever, so that's it.
Damn, that paid life. Rev, what you broken, baby?
You already asked me this question, motherfucker. I mean, I'll answer it again. You know, I haven't broke anything. So
I'm being rough, Ashley. I'm sorry.
I'm on that upper level. Oh, well, you know, that was interesting.
I'm sorry. Old school GTA right there. Yeah.
Ashley, have you broken anything?
What? We need a real question. Like, how many times you've been shot or stabbed?
Damn. I think you're the only one that can answer that, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I've been shot twice. I've been stabbed 1, 2, 3, 4 times.
And that's been since Tuesday.
Yeah. Nah, that's my whole life. I ain't into that shit no more. Believe it or not, it sucks.
I'm not into getting stabbed anymore.
Yeah, there was a point that you were into getting stabbed.
You know what? Honestly, yes, there was. I didn't give a fuck.
That's some shit that I was into, you know. All the kids was doing it.
There was a time in my life.
At least where I lived.
Where do you live, in Sudan? What the
fuck? Stabbed each other for fun. All
right, Gravy, you there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
What'd you break?
Nothing.
God, suck. I'm gonna suck.
Other than your roommate's PS3, what'd you break?
I've broken eight bones.
No. It's funny because he did break it.
You know.
Hey, is this our Jesse?
A Gravy? Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get that reference.
But he's actually gay though. But like, yeah, but he's our Jesse.
All right on.
Wait, I don't get that whole Jesse reference. You gotta explain the shit.
You just need
to get it. You don't need to.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
It's done. Stop living in the past.
Fuck y'all.
That was like 30 seconds ago.
That shit's gonna, like, you know, really bother me now.
Well, you know, I'll get out, man. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, guys. And now everybody from the lower tier family thanks you all for listening. And y'all have a great night.
This is white girls twerking at a funeral with tattooed babies in the back sniffing super glue. And all the 12-year-olds dressed unsuitable and posting pictures online until they feel beautiful. Fuck it, I don't gotta suit up in a cubicle or dude up in a Subaru with Buddha in the cuticles. I need cash, so here's math for you to do. I'm selling 400s and Roman numerals. I got them itching for it, sorta like an allergen. A local paladin, I got the rapping for the Allison.